Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are seizing the opportunity to respond to the Ebola crisis, and Charles Schumer, senior senator from New York, has proposed tightening regulations and monitoring of transportation networks to vastly reduce the chance of an infected person getting through undetected. He says he's hoping eventually for White House support.
What we've recommended be done in America is two things. When people who have emanated or come from one of the hotspots, Ebola hotspots in West Africa, come to America, they ought to do two things. One, they ought to take their temperature. Now, they're doing that in the West African Ebola hotspots, but it may not be reliable. And if they develop the symptoms during the flight or after they've left there, if they went to another place for a day or two and then came to the U.S., we would have a better chance of catching them. But more importantly, we ask that they do extensive screening. In other words, the CDC is very good at sitting down with someone and going through a list of all the people they've seen, what they've met. They may not realize they've been in contact with the Ebola virus, or they may be deceptive about it. And if in Africa they simply ask them, have you contacted anyone with Ebola, they might say no, either because they want to come or they're not sure they did. But if you ask them a whole series of questions, and you do it here in the United States, they're more likely to be truthful. So we are recommending both those things be done at U.S. airports for anyone who has recently flown from West Africa.
How many people are we talking
about
here?
Not just West Africa, but the Ebola hotspots in West Africa. Mm-hmm. It's not a large number, and it doesn't have to be, you know, almost anyone who's come from West Africa lands at one of four airports, so the focus can be on those.
But how would you know they're coming from the hotspots? What determines an actual hotspot?
Right now, you have to fill out a form as to where you started, where you flew to, and where you're coming from. What made me decide that this was the right thing to do was that one person with Ebola came into Dallas and the whole area was sort of paralyzed and almost panicked. And I want to underscore, panic is not necessary here. The CDC does a very good job. But when it comes to something like Ebola, both because it's such a horrible disease and hard to cure disease once you have it, and because it's spreading such fear, you can't be too careful. An extra layer of precaution makes sense. 2 days ago, Mr. Frieden, and yesterday, the president said they're considering doing additional things at airports, and this is what we think they should do.
Given that in Dallas, an individual by the name of Thomas Duncan voluntarily turned himself in twice to a hospital, and the result was the panic that you describe, to do this in a systematic way to virtually everyone who comes in from Liberia and Sierra Leone who is visiting a hotspot, aren't you just transferring the panic from a small neighborhood in Dallas to an entire airport and four airports around the United States?
No, because what really made people panic is someone who had Ebola was traveling throughout Dallas.
But if you're at one of these...
He was at the hospital and they didn't know it. If you can find anyone who might have Ebola at the airport and properly deal with them, isolate them, make sure they don't get in contact with other people, that's how you stop Ebola from spreading. And that will both stop any Ebola from spreading when other people come who might have it, but it also will allay a lot of fears.
All right, Senator Schumer, are you satisfied with what's being done in Dallas right now?
Look, I think CDC has done a very good job nationwide. I have a lot of faith in them. And I think in Dallas there were initial mistakes made at the hospital level, and that's why we've also called for lists of people who have traveled from South Africa, which is now from Ebola hotspots in West Africa, which, again, we have already and is shared with law enforcement. Where you come from, what country your origin is shared with law enforcement if you're not an American coming here. And we would ask that those lists be given to hospitals. They'd be kept for a short period of time and then destroyed to keep people's privacy rights.
You would not advocate a ban on travel from Liberia and Sierra Leone?
No, you see, this is the middle ground. Some have called for a ban on travel. The experts all tell us that would be counterproductive. Not a single expert has said that what we've proposed would be counterproductive. They all agree it would help. The question is how much it would help and how much it would cost. And the way we weigh it, given that is a small number of people who come from the Ebola hotspots to the United States, given that it would be at a limited number of airports that already take care of international travelers, that the costs are rather small and the benefit is significant.
Senior Senator from the state of New York, Senator Chuck Schumer, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.